USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Now classified as a pandemic by the World Health Organization, the coronavirus outbreak has led the NBA to suspend the rest of its season until further notice. Multiple reports say Utah Jazz center Rudy Gobert has tested positive for the virus. President Trump imposing new travel restrictions because of the outbreak.
To keep new cases from entering our shores, we will be suspending all travel from Europe to the United States for the next 30 days.
The only exception, the United Kingdom. The president addressing the nation last night, also calling on Congress to provide tax relief, defer tax payments, and help fund small business loans for firms affected by the pandemic. Actor Tom Hanks and his wife Rita Wilson say they're infected with coronavirus and are self-isolating for now. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance, from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today, 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830. 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
After the mayor there vowed it would go on, New York City's St. Patrick's Day parade scheduled for this upcoming Tuesday has been postponed because of coronavirus. Governor Andrew Cuomo says he recommended the move to parade organizers, and they agreed. Chicago's Mayor Lori Lightfoot announcing that the downtown St. Patrick's Day parade there, as well as parades on the south side and the northwest side, and the dyeing of the Chicago River green, all will be moved to future dates as precautionary measures.
Like cities across the nation, we concluded that having a parade at this time posed a necessary risk to the public's health.
Hundreds of people accused of being part of a Mexican drug cartel in custody. The U.S. Justice Department and the DEA say the six-month-long investigation called Project Python led to more than 600 arrests and 350 indictments. Authorities describe the cartel as among the most prolific methamphetamine producers in the world. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Chelsea Manning is in a hospital after reportedly trying to kill herself. Attorneys for the former U.S. Army intelligence analyst say that she's recovering after attempting suicide yesterday in a Virginia jail. A statement notes that Manning is still scheduled to appear for a previously scheduled court hearing tomorrow. The 32-year-old Manning's been in custody since last year when she refused to testify before a grand jury in the WikiLeaks investigation. Back to the coronavirus, the Trump administration considering giving some taxpayers an extension to file their taxes because of it. Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin telling a House Appropriations Subcommittee yesterday the extension could pump $200 billion into the economy. He says it could be done on an administrative level and would not require any action from Congress. We told you the NBA has suspended the rest of its season until further notice because of the coronavirus, but the NHL is still mulling things over, issuing a statement last night saying they're aware of the NBA decision, and a further update on what the NHL will do will come later today after a consultation with medical experts and a further evaluation of the league's options. And authorities are releasing a poster for a wanted cow in Florida. Pembroke Pines police say the cow's not dangerous, but she's been endangering herself by walking into roads for months. On a Facebook post, they say she's evading capture because of her surprising speed and amazing fence jumping skills. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.